This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Radio K Pulpit. This is She Excels, a program for every woman who believes she was made for more. Here we call women higher to live with vision, to walk in purpose, and to build mastery, and to shine with excellence. At She Excels, you will discover God's blueprint for true success, and that is success by the book. This is your time. Today is your time as you listen to us, and this is your call. This is She Excels, becoming the woman God designed you to be. Welcome, welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to those who are returning. Welcome to the new listeners to this show. I'm your host, Eni Sone, and today's message is entitled The Urgency of Becoming. And this is the first message in our series, The Process of Becoming, From Encounter to Influence. This is something I shared at a conference where I was a speaker. And I'm just so grateful to God for the downloads He gave to me. And I said, my sisters on the She Excel show must glean from these jewels from the Lord. Amen. One thing I want to tell you is that we cannot become what we need by remaining where we are or remaining what we are. This is a quote from John Maxwell. And I want you to sit with it for a moment. Listen, you cannot become what you need to be by remaining where you are. So today we're stirring urgency, the urgency of becoming, because today isn't about the full roadmap yet. We just want to stir urgency. We want you to see the urgency of the matter, the desire to begin to become the woman God has created you to be. So heaven is not simply looking for gifted women who know what they are called to do. God is looking for women willing to go through the preparation that makes finishing well possible. Finishing well. We're all about you excelling. We're all about you becoming that woman who can pull off what God has placed on your hand. So finishing well is important, but are you becoming that woman? Paul said this in Acts chapter 20, verse 24. That is going to be our main script for this show today. He says his life was worth nothing to him unless he used it to finish the work assigned to him. The urgency of the matter. You know, it's not starting, it's finishing it. Finish, finish, finish. I want you to always have in your mind, complete, complete, finish. Amen. But here's what I need you to hear before we go any further. You cannot fulfill what you have not become. I'm going to repeat this like a broken record. God will not release an assignment to a woman who hasn't yet been formed to carry it. And there are stages, I understand. You're going to grow in different stages, and at every level you grow into, there are things you're capable of doing. But you cannot move from point one to point 10 just like that. There is the becoming, and not staying in the process for far too long than God designated it, because that is going to cause delays. And that's why we're talking about urgency. The time has come for you to wake up. And the urgency is this. You have already spent more of your time than you think. I'm telling you. If you want to look at your life, we're going to do a little exercise when we come back after the break, just for you to picture the fact that you have already spent a lot more time than you think. And therefore, the time is short for you to quickly become what you must be to be able to finish, like Paul said. So today, my prayer is that every encounter with God that never saw the light of day will resurrect the urgency of the matter. And that every assignment delayed by fear, distraction, discomfort, or discouragement would be set back in motion. Let's begin. Precious ladies, excelling women, that's what I call you. You are champions. And for those who are just tuning in, you have tuned in to She Excels. And this is a program that runs every Thursday from 12 to 1 o'clock. And I'm just blessed to be your host. Today we're talking about the urgency of becoming. It's part one of a series we'll be running for a long time. And stay tuned because this is so important, the urgency of becoming. There is no time to waste. There is no time to waste. And our anchor scripture is Acts chapter 20 verse 24, where Paul was saying that his life is worth nothing to him than to complete the assignment that Jesus gave him. You know, he came to a point where there was an urgency. I don't care what my life is all about. If it is not geared towards being focused on what God created me to do, then it's a waste of time. And I want that to echo into your spirit, that the time you have left should be given to what matters to God as far as your assignment, the reason for your being, is concerned. Amen. So I want us to ask a question, a very important question to ourselves right now. What will you do with what is left? What will you do with what is left? And I'm going to walk you through an exercise, and I just want you to stay with me. It's going to be uncomfortable, but it's going to reveal where you are right now, and it's going to stir up this urgency that I'm talking about. Amen. So I want you to draw 10 circles. 10 circles. You can use a strip, you can draw it on a page, in your journal, in your meditation book. Draw it, something that you can see. And I want you to shade the years that have already gone by, the years that are behind you. And that each circle represents 10 years, a decade. And the last two is the 90 and the 100. I also want you to shade those ones because I believe that as we age, the momentum and the ability to really dive into our purpose full swing is impossible. It's difficult. You know, even in the Israelite army, when they are chosen, the people who enter the army, they choose young people and they have to retire them after a certain time because they will not be able to run and do your efficiency and productivity drops. So I don't want you to bank on that. Yes, I believe God will do great things through you in that time. But if you're going to wait for that time to focus on your assignment, you have decided to give God the least. You've decided to give God the list. And I believe that that is not you listening to me right now. So shake the last two circles. So now what is left? What is left? What you have left is all you've got to make a difference. And there's even no guarantee that all those years you're going to see them. Because if you go to the cemetery, you see people who have died at various ages. So I want you to confront that and say, what have I become to be able to maximize what is left? Because what is left is all I've got. It's all you've got. It's all you've got. So what is left? And I want you to be so honest with yourself and ask yourself, can I do with what is left? So Paul says it plainly in 1 Corinthians 7:29. The time that remains is very short. Grab that. I want you to hold on to that. The time that after you've done that exercise, do you see that the time that remains is very short? Now compare that, the time you have already spent, the time you have left, and the influence you have currently carried out. Think about it. I want you to look at your life now. What you have already spent, how much impact did you have in that time that was gone? How much influence did you have in that time that was gone? And now compare it to the time that you have left. If you continue at the same momentum that you did last time and you look at your influence, will it still produce results if you invest in the time that is left? You know, sometimes we always say, tomorrow I'll make it better. Tomorrow, we thank God for tomorrow. His mercies are new every morning. But the truth is that, what if the time left, you still cannot do as much because the same person is now still doing the things? Because there has to be a change. There has to be a change. Like we said a quote from John Maxwell, that if you want to change, I'm paraphrasing what you're seeing. Let me just go and read it. Yeah, we talked about it when we opened the show. John Maxwell said, we cannot become what we need by remaining what we are. So what is left now is the only guarantee you have to make a change. But if you continue with the old you, the way you did things, business as usual, there will be no change. There will be no change. So here's a question that should unsettle you a little. If the rest of your life continues exactly as it has, will your influence increase or will it quietly fade? Remember, Paul said that his life is worth nothing to him until he pursues and completes what God has for him. Think about it. Think about it. If the rest of your life continues exactly as it has, you know, will your influence increase? And we're not talking about influence for ego, for pride. But God needs you in this world. We need you. There's something you carry that is going to bless our lives. So you need to influence us. Salt influences the meat. Light influences the environment. Yes, you have to. So I want you to sit with these questions for a moment. What influence has God called you to carry out? Are you currently working in it or just aware of it? Is your current impact the same as your God-given potential? Many of us are dynamites. What we carry can explode a continent, but we're sitting in our little homes and we're doing nothing there. Even our community has not experienced what we carry. I'm talking to myself. There are many nation carriers listening to me. You know, when Rebecca had the issue of the children jolting in her womb and she prayed, the Lord said, two nations are in your womb, two nations. You are carrying nations, but you're sitting in that room and you think that that's your biggest empire. No, your influence goes beyond that. So is your current impact the same as your God-given potential? Or is there still more in you waiting to be released? Hi, hi, hi. Thank you, Jesus. Waiting to be released. Father, help us. And here's the one that matters most. I want you to listen. What do you want to be known for when your assignment is complete? Because that is your signature. When we think of Toyota, we think of cars. When we think of Samsung, we think of fridges, we think of computers, when we think of Apple, we think of the phone. It's one word. It's one word. It's one thing. It's a few things that we don't even need to scratch our head around it. You've already made us know what we get when we get you. So the question is, what do you want to be known for when your assignment is complete? Pause and think about it. Every woman listening right now was designed for a specific assignment. I want to let you know that. Not a general one, a specific one. And the process of becoming her cannot begin later. It cannot begin later. Look at the circles you shaded out. Do you see that you do not have enough time left? It has to begin now because what's left is genuinely less than what has already gone. I bet you cannot guarantee tomorrow. Even if you tell me, Amy, I have 5 cycles left, 50 years. What is a guarantee that you will see those 50 years? If you go to the grave, there are people who died at 20. They didn't even see 50 years. So I want you to think and reflect on these questions with me. That is going to settle in your heart that this thing is important and urgency becomes your new norm. Who am I becoming given the time I have left? Questions, reflect on them with me. If your influence continues at its current pace, will the rest of your life produce more or less? Think about that. Sit with that. What do you want to be known for when your assignment is completed? Sit with that. What are we getting? When we come to the tree of your life, what fruit are we plugging out? God has already given you the potential. Now, I want you to declare with me, I refuse to waste the years I have left. I am becoming the woman who can carry what God has assigned to me. Hallelujah. I touch and agree with you and I say amen and amen to that declaration. Let's seal this in prayer. Father, forgive me. Pray with me. For all the years I have spent without urgency, show me clearly what remains and let it move me. Let me be stirred up, not into panic, but into purposeful motion, momentum. That makes me know I'm a woman who understands that time is limited. I don't want to arrive at the end of my life having only recognized my assignment. Let me begin today to become the woman who can carry it. Thank you, Lord, that you are downloading into my mind what it is but it's not enough to stay at what it is, Lord. I need to work on it beginning today. In Jesus' name, amen. Talking about the urgency of time, that what God has assigned you to, you don't have a lot of time left to get it done. What will you do with the rest of your life? Is a question that is on the table. What will you do with the rest of your life? And another question I have on the table is that, are you willing to complete your assignment? Because the only reason a thing should die is that it finished. There was nothing else in it. Like Paul said, I've poured out my life as a drink offering. The pouring out meant he did all he knew to do and how to do. Is that the state of your mind? Is that the state of affairs for your life? If you just tuned in, you've tuned in to Shake Cells, and I want to welcome you. And I'm your host, Annie. And today we're just trying to stir up the urgency of time and the fact that a lot of time has gone by and we cannot see fruit from our lives. Our influence has been very limited, very shallow, very small. But we believe that God has put potential within us that the world needs to enjoy. The world needs to know. Amen. So it's so important for you to know. So in this segment of our show, I want to talk about something that is so important about, I'm just going to phrase it, same soil, different fruit. And we need to get comfortable in our own skin, comfortable in our own assignment. Amen. So here's something important to understand about your assignment. God does not work with a one-size-fits-all. I know you have seen people doing what you're doing, but that is not you doing it. They are doing it. God is still waiting for the vision that speaks to you, that is coming from you. So think about a garden. There are different plants in a garden. They are all rooted in the same soil, all warmed by the same sunlight, all watered by the same rain. But one produces fruits, the other produces flowers, the other grows tall and shades the ones beneath it. Same soil, same sun, same water, but completely different output, different assignments. I want you to be comfortable in your skin. The Lord wants you to be comfortable in the fact that though you are having common resources with people, what must come out of your life must be expressed differently, and you are held accountable for that output. You are held accountable for that output. And that is you. And that is the woman listening to me. God will hold you accountable for your output. You see, all of us are selling this. All of us have been to the same university. All of us are in the same ministry. All of us, you know, you have all these general statements you make, and that makes you escape your own assignment. That makes you escape your own responsibility. Haha, today I'm here to tell you, sister, that you cannot escape. The same soil, the same sun, the same water that nourishes what God is giving you, but the output has to be different. And that is what you should zoom into. That's what you should zoom into. I call them spiritual vitals. So your spiritual vitals are the same. Prayer, we all pray, right? Fasting, we all fast. The word, we all read. Worship, we all worship. Walking in the spirit, you know, and the gifts of the spirit. We all have gifts of the spirit. We all have all this interaction with God. That is your soil. That is your sunlight. Every believer needs to have all of these common resources. It is non-negotiable. You need to pray. You need to fast. You need to read the word. You need to worship. But hear me carefully. That is not what makes you different. That is not what you're supposed to be. That is what you are supposed to eat anyway. That's what you're supposed to eat anyway, because that is what is going to help you produce your kind of fruit. So if you plant a mango tree and an apple tree on the same soil, they need the soil anyway. They need the sunlight anyway. They need the watering anyway. But what they will produce is different. Stop hiding under people's work and thinking that God has spared you because you are so general. No. God expects from you. Amen. So don't measure your influence by your prayer life alone. Say, oh, I prayed. I prayed 5 days this week. I prayed for 2 hours nonstop. I prayed for 3 hours nonstop. I prayed all night. That is what sustains you. That's what sustains you to produce the fruit. That is not the measure of your assignment. Some people may be called to intercession. That is their measure of the assignment. But not all of us are called to intercession, but all of us must pray. All of us must fast. All of us must read the word, because it's in reading that, it's in praying, it's in meditating on the word, it's in spending time with God that will activate our own kind of seed that will produce what God is expecting from our lives. Amen and amen. So this is common food. It is necessary, you know, but we need to know that we have our own unique fruit that we need to produce after eating, after fasting, after prayer. So the real question is, after you have prayed, what do you wake up and do? After you have prayed, what do you wake up and do? That is the measure of your influence. That's where the fruit show. That's where the flower blooms. That's where the difference between you and her becomes visible. You and your sister, you and your brother, you and that person becomes visible. Not in the soil you are both rooted in, but in what that soil produces uniquely through you. I want you to hold that statement very firmly. So some women are called to the marketplace. Some are called to ministry. Some are called to their homes. And some are called to their homes, raising the generations, you know, raising our next leader, focusing on that. This one, this is a president. This one, this is a minister of God. I need to invest and build this minister. Because when you touch him, when you build one life, you have touched a nation. So the home ministry is powerful. Amen. Some are called to media, to writing, to teaching, to business, to healing, to being professors, lecturers, and so on and so forth, to the government. None of these are smaller than the other, because we all have our own fruit, right? They are different fruits from the same soil, from the same father, from the same nourishing that gets us producing that fruit. God told humanity in Genesis, be fruitful, multiply, and subdue the earth. That mandate covers you. Wherever your feet are planted, you need to be fruitful. You need to multiply. But what are you fruitful in that is uniquely yours? What is it? What are you fruitful in that is uniquely yours? You need to answer that question. And today we are stirring up the urgency to make you know that this is something you must get busy with as far as heaven's call on your life is concerned. And you know that one day all of us will give an account. Not for how well we ate from the soil. Oh, I prayed, I fasted, I read 10 chapters of my Bible. I sat down in one day and read all of my Bible. I listened to worship songs the whole day. No, not how well you ate, but what actually grew because of what you ate, what came out of you. Psalm 90:12 says, teach us to realize the brevity of our lives so that we may grow in wisdom. It is short. It is short. What is coming out of your life? There is urgency in this. You can spend your whole life proud of your prayer closet and still never walk out into the assignment it was meant to fill. That is what you should think about. We cannot feed you, and nothing is coming out. Even Jesus Christ said, cut that tree down. Feeding is not the finish line. Feeding is what makes you start moving. Feeding is what makes the fruit possible. So I want us to wrap up this session with these questions that I have for you. Have you been measuring your spiritual maturity only by your feeding? That is your prayer, your fasting, the word, without asking what fruit it's supposed to produce in your assignment. Why am I praying? Why am I fasting? What is the result I'm looking for that is beyond me and that has an impact in eternity? Next question you should reflect on. After the last time of your prayer, what did you wake up and actually do that reflected your unique calling? Your unique calling. Think about it. I want you to sit with these questions, and I'm just going to declare over you, and I want you to declare with me. I feed on the same soil as every believer, but I bear the fruit uniquely assigned to me. Yes, I bear the fruit uniquely assigned to me. My prayer life fuels my assignment. It does not replace it. My word life fuels my assignment. It does not replace it. My worship life fuels the assignment. It does not replace it. Let's seal this with a prayer. Father, thank you for the soil you've given all of us to feed on. Thank you for the opportunity to pray, access to your presence. Thank you for your word that nourishes us, equips us, teaches us. Thank you for time of worship that makes us just call you Abba Father and just give you all the glory and make you know who you are to us. Lord, let it never become our finish line. Let it be that thing that spurs us to go further, to go deeper, to do more, to make the fruit, that the seed you've planted in us to blossom, to flourish. Lord, after every time I feed on you, give me the courage to rise and produce the fruit only I was assigned to bear, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are on an amazing series, Becoming the Woman God Has Created You to Be, so you can do what He called you to do. And today we're zooming in into urgency, the urgency of time. There is no time left. What will you do with the rest of your life? You've just tuned into Shake Cells. If you're just tuning in, and I'm your host, Annie. We are saying that there is little time left for you to fulfill your purpose. We did an exercise for those who joined at the beginning, where we saw how much time is left, and asking the Lord to give us the wisdom to understand the brevity of our time. This is wisdom. It's so wise of you, woman of God, to understand that you're not going to live here for 200 years. Time is short. And the time you have on earth is the only time you have to complete your assignment. And Paul said it very nicely in Acts 20:24, that his life is worth nothing to him until he finishes what God assigned him. You know, that understanding that even though my time is short, am I willing to finish? How much time do I have? Am I going to continue to walk at the pace at which I'm walking? Many of us are walking very slowly. The Lord has accelerated us, but we are not catching up with the Lord. He's way ahead. If He had to show the timeline of the activities of our lives, we'll be shocked, because we are way behind. We are in kindergarten when we are supposed to be in high school. You know, and then all of that delays the process. And that does not mean that you're going to have more time. It does not mean that you're going to have more time, because you don't find people here who are 200 years old. The time is short. We're getting older. What will you do with what is left? So in this segment, I just want to emphasize the fact that you cannot fulfill what you have not become. You cannot do what you cannot do. Think about that. You cannot do what you cannot do. If you ask me to make a computer, I can't. Why? Because I have not become the woman who knows how to make a computer. So I must become before I can do. So you cannot fulfill what you have not become. So here's the piece we often skip. Knowing your assignment is not the same as being able to carry it out. God tells us, think about Joseph and his dream. His parents bowing to him, his brothers bowing to him. What had he become at that time for them to bow to him? This was their little kid brother who could not even feed himself. He was still staying in his father's house. He didn't even have a wife. What is he talking about bowing down? What had he become? But we see his journey. And by the time his journey of purpose was at its peak, it was obvious. He did not need to tell his brothers, bow to me. They had to bow, because he was at a position of authority, moving and shaking Egypt and the rest of the countries around him, because he had become the man who could do the work of preserving nations during famine. It took time. It's a process. But the thing is that we don't have a lot of time left, because we've squandered the one God gave us before. But there is hope. Amen. There is hope to any woman listening to me. So you have to know your assignment, but you also have to become the woman who can do it. Heaven isn't only asking, do you know your assignment? God is asking, are you becoming the woman who can be trusted with it all the way to completion? We cannot become what we need by remaining where we are. This is a quote from John C. Maxwell that we quoted at the beginning of the show. You cannot become what you need by remaining where you are. That means growth isn't optional. Preparation isn't a delay of your process. It's not a delay. Preparation is not a delay of your purpose. It is a process that protects it. The preparation will make you do it. When Joseph became the man who could lead a nation and preserve it with his wisdom, it helped him do it. It helped him do it. It eased
his ability. He made it easier. The process of becoming makes it easier for you to do what God has assigned you to do. You cannot ask a little baby to give birth to a child. They need to grow to become a woman whose womb has matured, eggs have matured, you know, and the other organs that need to nurse a child have matured. If not, they will not be able to do it. That's why it's so easy for a woman who is in puberty or, yeah, to give birth to a child and nourish a child, because they've become. They have become. You need to become. Hallelujah. You need to become. Praise the Lord. So God is not withholding your assignment out of cruelty. He's withholding it because you have not yet been formed to carry its weight. There is a weight of the assignment of God. Jesus Christ said, he also has a yoke that learn from me. You know, I will come to me with your own burdens and I'll give you rest and I'll put my own yoke upon you. That's a weight of your assignment that God has for you, where you must become. So Paul didn't say his life was worth nothing unless he started the work. He said his life was worth nothing unless he finished the work. So knowing is one thing, but finishing it is another thing. So as assignments get delayed, not because God changed his mind, no, but because of fear, because of distraction, because of comfort, because of discouragement, we slow that process and we are not ready. We are not ready. And every day we spend avoiding the process of becoming is a day quietly subtracting from what is left that we have. We talked about the time, what we talked about earlier. So that process is so important. You cannot negotiate it. You must become. If not, you're going to produce counterfeit things. You're going to produce half-baked cakes, you know, because you do not understand the process and the ingredients and everything that is needed to get that cake out perfectly. So that's the urgency. That's the urgency. It's not fear-driven, but it's sober, honest urgency. Time is short and I must become. Time is short and I must become. So today, let me pray something specific over you. That every encounter with God you've had that never went anywhere will resurrect. So that you start working on it. So that you start becoming that woman who needs to pull it off. That every assignment that lost momentum would be set back in motion. That is my prayer for you. That a desire to go through the process, not just to know your calling, but to become the woman who can carry it, would be reignited in you today in Jesus' name. That is what I want for myself and for you, my dear sister. Woman of God, you need to get from the place of ideas to the place of those ideas being translated into things that are tangible, and understanding the process from the ideas to the product that you are becoming, so that by the time we get to the product, it is the product that was originally seen at the idea stage, which is a vision stage. Yes. Gain momentum. Every momentum you have lost, we pray that you'll be set back to motion. So I want you to reflect with me as we wrap up this session. These are questions that you need to ruminate, you know, and meditate on and sit with the Holy Spirit about as far as your life is concerned. What has been delaying your process of becoming? Why are you stuck? Why are you the same as you were 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago? Why are you not changing? Why are you not becoming the person who is getting better and better and better? Proverbs 4:18 says the light of the godly, you know, it's like a light that shines ever brighter from dawn to full brightness. You know, when you wake up in the morning, there is a sunlight, but it's so dim, because it's so dark, because the sunlight sun is still rising. And as it rises and rises, it becomes full. By 12 noon, it's shining at its intense brilliance. Think about it. That's how your life, you cannot be satisfied today when your life is the same as yesterday. No. If time is truly short, what is one area of becoming you can no longer afford to postpone? That needs you to sit with it. If time is really short, What is that one area of becoming you can no longer afford to postpone, that the heavens are waiting for you on? This is a serious matter, sisters. It's urgent. It's urgent. It's urgent. I want you to declare with me, I am becoming who I need to be to carry what God has called me to carry. I will not delay the process any longer. My time is too short to waste. Oh Lord, my time is too short to waste. I want us to just seal this in prayer. Father, resurrect every encounter with you that never saw the light of day. Reignite what has lost momentum in me, oh Father. Ignite in me the desire to go through the process of becoming the woman you want me to be. Not just knowing what you have assigned me to, but being able to do it, to form it, to perform it, to produce it. Lord, set back in motion what fear, comfort, discouragement has stolen. In the name of Jesus, I release myself from a place of being stuck and walking around in circles to a place of becoming the woman you created me to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. I have enjoyed this time, and wow, how time flies. I'll have to leave you, and it has been my pleasure sharing with you what the Lord laid on my heart, what He's working in me. You know, most often on Shakesells, I'm sharing you my journey of becoming, my journey of being a woman who calls other women to find, follow, and fulfill their purpose excellently. That is my journey. I must become better every time. So I want to thank you for joining me on Shakesells today. And if the urgency of becoming stirred something in you, don't let it fade by tomorrow. Let the fire continue to burn in you and make you do something. You have circles. How many circles do you have left? You have circles left. Make the most of them. You know, though those circles are not unlimited, it's what you have. And you cannot fulfill what you have not become. I want you to just remind yourself about the summary, as we summarize what has been spoken about today. So the question was never just, what is your assignment? The question is, will you take the process of becoming seriously starting today? Because time will not wait for your readiness. There's just a little time left. We'd like to hear from you, dear listeners. Woman of God, champion, I call you champion. You're excelling. We want to hear from you. How has this word changed you? What growths are you seeing in your life? You are becoming. You are becoming. Is that happening? Every time you listen to Shakesells, something should change. Something should break. There must be a release. Amen. And I want you to stay connected with us on Radio K-Pulpit. We have an app, and we also have a WhatsApp line and an email address that you can contact us on. Let's start with the number on WhatsApp. 081-729-1657. That's our WhatsApp number. And the email is info@kpulpit.co.za. Tell us what the urgency of becoming stayed in you. We'd like to hear. We'd like to hear how God is calling you every step of the way into purpose and excelling in it, for that matter. And remember, you were not created to live at a distance from God. We are created for relationship, for fellowship, for partnership with Him. You were not called to copy another woman's assignment. You were called to faithfully deliver heaven's message in heaven's way. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is your portion. Amen. So this is your time and this is your call. And you've been listening to Shakesells, becoming the woman God designed you to be. I'm blessed to have hosted you today. God bless you, and I can't wait to see you again next week as we continue this series on the process of becoming the woman who can do what God has called her to do, from encounter to influence. God bless you. See you next week. Stay blessed.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.